When Rhaegar fell, many threw down their weapons and fled the field. How long do you imagine such a rabble would stand against a charge of 40,000 screamers howling for blood? How well would boiled leather jerkins and mail shirts protect them when the arrows fall like rain?
Not long, she said. Not well.
He nodded. Mind you, Princess, if the lords of the Seven Kingdoms had the wit the gods gave a goose, it will never come to that. The riders had no taste for siegecraft. I doubt they could take even the weakest castle in the Seven Kingdoms. But if Robert Baratheon were fool enough to give them battle...
Is he? Danny asked. A fool, I mean.
Ser Jorah considered that for a moment. Robert should have been born Dothraki, he said at last. Your cow will tell you that only a coward hides behind stone walls instead of facing his enemy with a blade in hand. The usurper would agree. He's a strong man, brave, and rash enough to meet a Dothraki horde in the open field, but the men around him, well, that pipers play a different tune. His brother Stannis, Lord Tywin Lannister, Eddard Stark, he's fat.
You hate this Lord Stark, Danny said.
He took from me all that I loved, for the sake of a few lice-ridden poachers and his precious honor, Ser Jorah said bitterly. From his tone, she could tell the lust still pained him. He changed the subject quickly. There, he announced, pointing. They's Dothrak, the city of the horse lords.